this saved my marriage. This program saved my marriage. I wasn't showing up for my husband. I wasn't showing up for my children. And I was in the dark.
She's a dancer.
She is. It calms the nerves. Hey, y'all. Welcome back to the Because Adulting is Hard podcast. And this is my friend, Pren Cole, and her husband, Marcus Cole. And they are Team Rock Your Health. So actually, Pren and I have only met in person probably 3 or 4 times. But it doesn't take me very long to decide I like somebody. Usually, you come to me in a very bold manner. And I'm like, hey, that chick's my kind of people. So one of the other things that I think is cool about you is that I try to follow on social media. As you can imagine, my social media is a big beast. So I try to follow people that inspire me, and you are one of those people. And one of the things that you do on Team Rock Your Health is you lead from an inspirational stance. So let's talk about what that is. So first of all, give me a little bit of information about the two of y'all, and then tell me about your business, and then we'll go into some other questions.
Well, excuse me. So my name is Pren, as you've already said.
Like princess.
Like princess, but not really, because I'm really a queen.
Oh, right. My kind of girl. Hello. My kind of girl. Absolutely. Yeah.
So just how Team Rock Your Health was born was 3 years ago, I found myself in just a dark place. Sleeping all the time, overeating all the time. And then there was this doctor, and she said I had high blood pressure. And I was turning 40 in a few weeks.
That's what's going to be my next question. How old were you? You were 40, okay.
I was turning 40 in a few weeks. And like all the women in my life tell me the view gets better at 40, you know. And I wasn't feeling that. And I left the doctor I turned down the prescription. No, thank you.
Thanks for offering, but I will look at something different.
But she told me I needed to lose weight, but she didn't tell me how. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I went on, I found this program on my own, nutrition program. I shed 40 pounds. I didn't exercise, so what? Who cares? I didn't exercise, I just ate the food and I lost the weight.
Okay.
At the end of the first week, I was several pounds down, but so what? Who cares? I felt better. I felt different. I was a brand new woman. Mm-hmm. In that week, I did not binge eat. I did not have cravings. I had more energy than I had before. And, you know, before this week, I hadn't been showing up for my family. You know, my little people, guess what? I was counting down to nap time and bedtime.
So I'm going to stop you right there. So that is why I have you here, because there is something that happens to women, especially women with, not even stay-at-home moms, women that have young children at home. I'm going to call it, we call it the 2 to 10. When children move into the 2 to 10 age, especially for women that waited maybe a little bit longer in life, I'm already in my 40s too, that there's a hormone that in our modern medicine, that we hormonally become tired because we're legit tired. We are legit tired. You have 3 little people. I have 2 little people that I'm responsible for keeping alive. I have a husband that wants my attention too, if I'm being honest. And so this is why I have you here. This is what we're gonna talk about. We're gonna talk about how we go from what our society has deemed as it's just inevitable. In your 40s, you're gonna need high blood pressure medication, you're gonna need cholesterol. And you know what, if you'll just get in the box and take your antidepressant and take this thing, it will all work out for you. But I wholeheartedly do not believe that. I think that your body is capable of a lot of things, and you just have to put in your body and do things with your body to push us that way. So talk to me first about the thing that you said was, why this was different? What are you doing that makes this not a diet? I have my own thoughts, but why does dieting not work?
So I will say this. I'm going to let Marcus answer that question, because that was the first time in my life that I needed to lose weight. Marcus, on the other hand, being a career Navy military person, he tried a few things.
Yeah, so I'm Marcus, everybody, here with my wife, beautiful wife, and dieting was a part of my life, and kind of what you said, Alita, rings true. It's become part of our culture, I think. It's just one diet to another, and as a military guy, you know, we have...
weigh-in.
Yeah, we have weigh-ins. We call them PRTs, physical readiness tests, twice a year. So me being a little vertically challenged, I was always, they use these old charts, and I was always kind of right at the cusp of, you know, not making the cut for those charts. So what I would do is crash diet, you know, 2-3 weeks before these tests, and I'd get under it, and then, but I'd go right back to my old habits of poor eating habits.
And that's how we're conditioned. That yes. is that is how we are conditioned as a society. We are on a cycle of dieting.
Yes.
So we see, oh my God, I'm gonna do this for 6 weeks. And at the end of this 6 week period, I'm gonna be 15 pounds lighter and all is gonna be right in the world. And that never, as a person that's lost 100 pounds twice in their life, not once, but twice, that cycle never ever works. And it's actually detrimental to your ability to keep weight off and to maintain what we call a healthy lifestyle. When you switch from food as a punishment to food as a fuel, you're changing how your body works. So diets and I are on the same thing. So what is healthy, y'all? So that's it. In our society, height and weight on a chart with the BMI is how we define healthy. Right. How do you see that? And how does Team Rock Your Health work with people on that?
So for many people, look at health as just the weight on the scale. And even me and my journey personally, I live my passion out loud. So people question, why are you working out so hard? Why are you eating like that? Well, I reached my 40 pounds down 3 years ago. I'm still 40 pounds down now because I'm doing what's next. And so what the scale says doesn't have control. So being healthy is controlling my weight. It's controlling my surroundings, the people that I hang out with. It's being
sleep.
Healthy sleep.
For sure.
We like that.
It's a control. To me, healthy is controlling your entire body. And part of what I never understood was that the number on the scale to me was, oh my God, when I hit that number, I'm going to feel happy. Well, guess what, sucker? Yeah. It doesn't work like that, because especially if you're in a diet cycle where you're constantly talking down to yourself about, if I just ate less calories. For someone like me, I've actually gone into training and told them, I refuse to do a 1200 calorie diet because that is not enough food fuel for me and it kills my hormones. Mm. I cannot eat like that. I need more fuel, but I just need the right healthy fuel. So when you start working with people like myself, what does that look like? What are you doing to help them create this long-term? Because what y'all offer is not a diet plan. It's not, it's more lifestyle coaching, which is a lot of what I'm into, is just lifestyle branding and lifestyle coaching. So tell me what that looks like for you and what you offer to people through that.
So basically it just starts with a conversation.
Okay.
You know, we find out what a potential client's goals are, explain what we offer, and find out if it's a good fit.
Mm-hmm.
We have set programs, but they're customizable. So your program may not look like my program. Marcus's program may not.
Isn't that what we're supposed to be looking in? Because my body is not like your body, exactly. And my body is not. Right. I want an individualized plan. Mm-hmm. So I call you up or I contact you. We're going to put on this podcast all of that contact information. So when somebody contacts you, what can they expect? What is that going to look like? From what do I need to be mentally prepared for? What do I need to come to you with goals? Do I really need to know? What is that going to look like?
Okay. Yeah. So first of all, what you're going to get is Team Rock Your Health. Mm-hmm. So we work as a team or we work individually. Mm-hmm. So, you know, some people are going to get warm and fuzzies with me and some are going to get them with Marcus.
And some people may come to you as a team, right?
Yes, okay. Absolutely.
Because so. I think that's power. I think that's power in having a couple is modeling to a couple, because I'm going to tell you, you're a whole lot more successful when you're a couple.
Yeah. Yeah. Accountability too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So we're gonna come to you with a group of questions. We're gonna call you and then you're gonna ask us a series of questions. What is that gonna look like?
So you'll have your questions. We'll address them, and what you'll get is, obviously, you'll get the health coach.
Okay.
We offer a vast community, not just ourselves, but we actually have a community that we plug you into, because again, you're most like the 5 people you spend the most time with, right?
So it's an accountability piece. So if I go through this with you and I'm gonna get signed up and we're gonna set some individual goals and I'm gonna do this, how often can I expect that I'm gonna hear from you in a week, or what is that gonna look like?
Oh, so in a week, honey, you're stuck with us.
Woohoo!
First week on program, we want to hear from you every day.
Okay.
So we just want to make sure, you know, you're getting the right amount of nutrition in, you're weighing it, and, you know, all the things the first week.
It's almost individual coaching. Can people tell you things like, I know that I'm gluten intolerant?
Yes, they can.
Yes.
They can tell you that.
We need to know that on the very front end.
Okay.
That's part of that first phone call is going through that those type of questions.
And so in the first week, I can expect that you're going to coach me with what? You're going to coach me with food. You're going to coach me with exercise. You're going to, how is that going to look for me?
Everything you just mentioned.
All of that.
It will be, I'll coach you through the nutrition first. Mm-hmm. Absolutely the food. If I had my way, honestly, I'd say, let's just focus on nutrition. Let's just focus on nutrition and how you're feeling this first week.
Because sometimes all in is not better. And that is for sure. Sometimes all in because it's too much change. Hey, I've exercised 7 days a week this weekend. I've changed my eating and now I'm done. I don't want to do this any longer.
So it's our goal for you to successfully complete the week feeling good.
Okay.
As the weeks go on, as the days go on, we can add more things.
And I know about you personally, I know this may not be part of your program that you have built into your, but I know that personally you also build in some type of quiet time, some type of spiritual time into this journey. Some people are going to look at it from praying, but they're also part of your path to teaching people about home wellness is also teaching them about sitting still, correct?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Right.
And that's part of Healthy Mind. And so honestly, I have such passion for what I do. I have to fill my own cup. And so you
there it is. Give it to me.
Pour from an empty cup.
Mm-hmm.
So most mornings, and maybe some people don't want to hear this from their health coach, but some mornings I don't want to wake up before my children.
I do want to hear that from my health coach because that's real life, sister.
Yeah. I don't want to wake up before my children. But if waking up at 6 a.m., you know, 5:45, 6:30, if that means I get my me time, and there's not a little person busting in my door, you know, shaking me into the
You mean bed. You're not getting your 4 minutes of toilet time by yourself?
What is that?
Right. So it's literally, how long have you been doing this business yourself?
3 years.
For 3 years. Mm-hmm. So it comes to me from, you and I come together from a very, very raw place, from a place of self-reflection and in a place of literally wanting to be a better, healthy person. But the plans that I've seen on the market are not geared towards that. They're geared towards dieting and things like that. There's a huge accountability piece for people, especially that are in their house right now and they've been there for 4 months and they just don't know what to do. I've talked to more people about don't come up with a plan, just get out of bed and move your body. If you don't know what type of healthy eating choices work for you, the services that these two offer are a great start, y'all. I'm actually not gonna go through pricing because I don't wanna get into all of the details on here. I wanna let you talk about that with Prentice Marcus, but I do encourage you to go on there. And even the first step is to just start following these two. The motivational things that I see from the two of you are encouraging to me in the morning as a person who doesn't wanna get up. I mean, I do a lot of things and the struggle is real that some days it is just mind over matter that I'm going to drag myself out of here and having people out of bed to just life in general and being accountable to my husband and to my children for showing up and being for me, even being accountable to holding up, showing up for my staff in the healthiest way possible. So as we're closing up, I want you to tell them one more time why this platform that you've been doing for so long, and why do you truly believe in this? Because I know that it comes from a special place for you.
So the reason why I raised my hand to learn how I could help more people was being vulnerable. This saved my marriage. This program saved my marriage. I wasn't showing up for my husband. I wasn't showing up for my children, and I was in the dark. You know, I was just walking around in the dark, and I felt like if changing my nutrition in 1 week can help me feel like this, who else is in the dark and they're not raising their hand? So if I make myself vulnerable and I put myself out there, who else will be brave enough to step up and say, me, I need help? And so sometimes my story, it's not comfortable, but this isn't about me. I am put here to serve. And if getting uncomfortable means, you know, if putting myself out there means getting uncomfortable, that's why. That's why I do it.
We inspire the most people through vulnerability. There's nothing easy about doing this, and there's nothing easy about doing helping people discover, but it's much, much needed, especially in women. We're losing women to day drinking and to suicide at an astronomical rate because they don't know how to make healthy choices, and they don't know that their feelings are valid and that the way that you and I have felt is as absolutely normal, and you can do different, it can be better. So check out Team Rock Your Health, and I look forward to seeing y'all again. Remember to live happier, because adulting is hard.
All right. Thanks, Alina.